This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the Triple Threat. My name is Sean Pendergast. To my right is Rich Lord. What's happening, Rich?
Oh, Sean, how are you? Delighted to be here as always.
Yeah. It's good to be here, man. It's good to be here. A lot of stuff to get into. A lot of stuff popping. I was up very, very late last night. I was putting the league pass to work last night, Rich.
Nice.
I didn't.
Sure.
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't planning on having to watch the Portland and Laker game last night because, well, when the Rockets were up 15 points late in the third quarter and Denver was getting smoked by Utah, I'm thinking, okay,
Donovan Mitchell in particular.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to watch any of these games. I just know the Rockets have the two seed. Right. The chips will fall where they may, and we're good to go. Instead, you get a buzzer beater on the Rockets by Paul George. You get a buzzer beater from Mo Harkless against the Lakers. The Lakers almost beat the Blazers last night, which would have clinched at least the three seed for the Rockets. But who knows? Maybe this four seed will fit the Rockets very, very well. We'll get into that in just a second. But, man, the Rockets, Rich, I thought they got this double-digit lead-blowing thing out of their system, man.
It's been a while. It's felt like it was no longer part of their DNA, but it reared its ugly head yesterday, blowing a 14-point lead at Oklahoma City. And how often are we going to see a game not lost, but an opportunity to win a game lost on a James Harden late game missed free throw?
I mean, he
didn't miss a lot of free throws. That would have made the Paul George shot a game tying shot instead of a game winning shot.
It reminded me, I immediately thought of the Auburn Virginia game in the Final Four, where Auburn misses a free throw, Virginia comes down. Now, eventually,
very much so.
Virginia calls a timeout and they inbound and so forth. But you miss that free throw, and all of a sudden, at least you make that free throw. It's a three-point game, and you know your worst case, you're going to overtime. But boy, when he missed that second free throw, and credit Russell Westbrook, whose passing was a little bit wonky in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He made a great look to Paul George. Paul George made a shot that great players make. It was not an open three. It was a contested three from P.J. Tucker. And for the second time, man, Oklahoma City comes back and beats the Rockets in heartbreaking fashion, especially if you were someone who was a two-seed enthusiast.
And for the second day in a row in this opening segment, we're right back where we were yesterday at this time, except there's one game to go, not for the Rockets, but in the regular season, that will determine whether the Rockets and all three possibilities are still out there. 2, 3, and 4. The only thing we know for certainty in the West is Golden State is number one, Utah is number five. The six other playoff teams have been determined. None of them knows which seed they will be entering the postseason on this final night of the regular season. That's one of the reasons, Sean, where I came to work today thinking about something I've said both on the air and off the air many, many times, and it's very simplistic, as most things are with me. Our lives don't blow. Our lives are filled day to day with chasing something like this and making a living talking about it, talking about the Astros, who apparently own the New York Yankees, and maybe there should be some concern about Alex Bregman. I know we'll get into that. But also talking about, as the Rockets head into the playoffs, the fact that Steph Curry went down with an ankle injury. Gee, he's never hurt an ankle before.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much going on. Magic, Dirk, a lot to talk about.
And Cecil Shorts is going to jump in with us in the next segment. I want to stick with the Rockets here, Rich, because I don't mean to pour water on your...
No. I'm just spreading out the buffet.
Yeah, I don't mean to pour cold water on what seems like sheer joy over there on the other side of the table.
I do have sheer joy. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I don't. But the Denver Nuggets are not losing tonight. The two seed is out of play. The Denver Nuggets will be the two seed because they play a Minnesota team.
That's right.
That, among others, is not starting Karl-Anthony Towns and Jeff Teague, and Derrick Rose is not going to play tonight. Those are three of their four or five best players.
So when Denver...
In Denver.
Right. So when Denver beats Minnesota tonight, the only thing to be determined is whether or not the Rockets are a three or a four, and it breaks down to they're the three if Sacramento upsets Portland. And I'm hearing Damian Lillard will not play for load management purposes tonight.
Okay.
So that's definitely something to keep in mind. It'll be the number four, though, if Portland, as expected, takes care of Sacramento.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you rather be the three or the four? There was merit to being the two because you were going to get home court. Hang on. You were going to get home court in the second round with the two seed. But with the three or the four, you're going to be on the road. you know, you're going to be on the road in the likely in the semifinals and the finals of the conference. However, in the four seed, you know who you're going to play. And
sure.
Utah doesn't scare me very much. In the three, there's a chance you could see either San Antonio or OKC.
Four seed guarantees the Warriors in round two. We know that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't help but think that after turning an ankle last night, maybe I really would rather see Steph Curry sooner rather than later with less time to recuperate. Now, the Warriors have said they expect him to be ready for game one this weekend, whoever they face in the first round of the playoffs. But we won't know for sure if that's the case until he's on the court being Steph Curry this weekend in game one. And I only say that, Sean, because this has been a habitual issue for Steph Curry. We don't know to what extent he turned the ankle yesterday. His career has been dotted with constant ankle injuries.
Well, it's a reason why his contract was the most friendly contract in the league when he was winning two MVPs. When it was time for him to get an extension off his rookie deal, he had been dealing with chronic ankle issues. His deal that he got off his rookie year or off his rookie contract was like 5 years, $55 million. Steph Curry, when he was winning two MVPs, was getting paid $11 million a year, which in the NBA is an absolute bargain. Look, we were sitting here, Rich, making the case for the Rockets as the four seed being a potentially silver lining even before Steph Curry was getting injured.
That's what I said I would prefer. I'd rather see him early than late because the Rockets will have a better chance to be healthier in that series. This only reinforces that viewpoint for me.
Yeah, and so now there's a Steph Curry glitch in there possibly with this whole thing. I don't know. If that were the case, then I would have been watching that Portland Laker game last night, just going, oh, ho-hum, let the Blazers win. Let's just take the four seed and roll with it here because the Rockets aren't getting the two. And yet I still found myself rooting for some cat named Caruso and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who was throwing up shots like he was Kobe back in 2005. Man, those are two bad basketball teams. It was Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum and a bunch of scrubs out there on the floor. That was a blight on the eyes, the Lakers and the Blazers last night. So I sit here, you and I sit here and rationalize this four-seed thing, and yet the Darwinian instinct in me is probably going to watch on League Pass tonight that Blazer-Sacramento game, rooting for the Sacramento Kings so that the Rockets can finish as high as possible in the Western Conference. Because that's just how I'm wired, man. Like, you know, right. You know why you want to be the three seed? Because it's better than the four seed.
Yes.
That's why.
And if you need any more convincing about Denver's inevitable win tonight, Minnesota 0-3 against the Nuggets this season.
That's and with
no,
their guys.
And no Karl Anthony Towns tonight
either.
So,
right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So that
they're not going to be the two seed.
Denver's going to be the two seed. And then just, you know, sit back and watch Portland and Sacramento if you got really nothing else going on. And then you'll know if the Rockets are the three or the four. Meanwhile, at the bottom part of the conference, Rich, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and the Clippers in that order are 6, 7, and 8. That win for OKC was big last night because they now have a one-game lead over both of those teams. They're at Milwaukee tonight. No Giannis tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I want to talk about that in just a second. I'm not going to get into all the permutations on the radio about 6, 7, and 8. It's just not a very radio-friendly topic, but each of these teams has one game left tonight. We'll see. The chips will fall where they may. Chances are the Rockets are going to be the four seed, and none of these teams, 6, 7, and 8, matter, nor are you going to see them. I think the only thing that I would root for, Rich, would be among the 6, 7, and 8, assuming the Rockets are going to be the four seed, is that somehow OKC finds their way to an 8 seed, just because I think a team with Russell Westbrook and Paul George and Steven Adams could give the Warriors
Warriors team
a little something to handle. I still think the Warriors would be heavily favored in that series,
agree,
but at least
they'd
make
be
them
a
work.
Game opponent.
Make them work. The only series the Warriors have had to work in since Kevin Durant got there was the Rockets series last year.
Yeah,
that went 7 games. Now the other angle to this thing, Rich, you mentioned it. James Harden misses a free throw.
Ugh.
Misses a look at the end of the game that could have won the game.
That he makes many, many times.
So I'm going to ask you the question: with Giannis not playing tonight, the hay is now in the barn for both candidates. You and I have both said we would vote for James Harden. I have said I think Giannis is going to win it. Harden could have had an MVP moment last night, Rich, and maybe closed the gap. Now, you think Harden's still going to win it.
I think he's had an MVP second half.
But do you still think he's going to win the award?
I do, yes.
Okay, all right.
Steadfast in my belief, however.
How steadfast? Because I would love to make it interesting.
Steadfast.
Care to bet a sandwich?
He's going to win the MVP.
All right. You want to bet anything on it?
You know I'm not a betting man anymore.
Well,
I'm boring.
I got to see how steadfast you are. So
you want to bet a sandwich? I'll bet a sandwich.
All right, a sandwich. Good. Wow, man, that only took 5.5 years.
Sandwich is okay.
All right, sounds good. So, yeah, that would have been cool, though, if he had hit that shot last night, Rich. My guess is on the Yakety Yak shows on TV, they would have been talking about, was that an MVP moment for James Harden?
Yeah, no.
Is he putting the capper on an MVP season?
I think it's a fair point. Yeah. I do.
Would have clinched the 2 seed.
It would have made us forget that they blew a 14-point lead, and they blew a 14-point lead by missing a lot of shots that they normally make, and you certainly hope that last night's lack of marksmanship from the perimeter was no sort of harbinger of the way they're going to enter the playoffs, because up until last night, they'd had a pretty prolonged stretch of very efficient shooting from the perimeter. It just wasn't happening for them last night. And yeah, you mentioned it, Sean, the old habit, whether it was the Brooklyn Nets or the New Orleans Hornets or Pelicans, I should say, or the blowing the 26-point lead to the OKC Thunder. They've had some memorable, Memphis was another one, where they blew a lead. Last night did
Rich,
make
there's,
you...
Yeah, there's more than that.
Sure,
yeah.
Those are the ones that just come to mind.
Yeah, right.
Last night did conjure up a lot of bad memories, yeah. And also made me reflect for a moment on your... I don't know how to describe this. I feel like this is something like a heartbreak for you. You just can't get over it.
What's that?
All those early season blown leads, and if they hadn't blown those leads, what might be the situation
right now? That made you think
right
of that, Rich?
Well, because you are...
It's my fault?
No, not your fault, but you seem to be really invested in, if they hadn't blown all those leads.
Well, you told me to get over it, and I've gotten over it. Have I mentioned it since then?
I don't believe you.
I have? You don't think...
I don't think you're
over it.
You're
the one bringing it up. I think deep down you're holding...
I thought of you.
I think you're holding some deep-seated... Some deep-seated resentment towards the Rockets of blowing a bunch of leads.
No resentment, but I think it's only natural to bring up those blown leads. And you know,
let the record reflect you brought them up, Rich.
Not blame their one-loss record or current seed on those, but fair to point them out as part of the package.
This is what I'll say about the Rockets, and we'll end this, and we'll bring Cecil Shorts in. Is that at the end of the day, considering how slow they started, Rich?
Yeah.
Bill Parcells says you are what your record is. This is a 53-win team. I'm comfortable that this team played 53-29 basketball this year. That was a bad 25 games you started the year with. That ain't starting in a bad week or two.
No.
That's a bad 2 months they started the season with.
Not only were they a different team, it was almost completely different personnel after your core players, and some of those core players were unavailable, but you can't take away those 25 games. I get it. It's part of what this team is. But the last 57 games to me are far more indicative of what to expect in the playoffs. And oh, by the way,
I agree. I'm just talking about their seeding. Like, that's why I'm not worked up about them being the 4 seed. Like, they don't deserve it. They went 11-14 to start the season.
And you know why I'm convinced Harden's going to win the MVP?
Why? Rich is holding up a copy of Sports Illustrated with Giannis on it. All right.
It's over.
Yeah. It's over, huh?
It's over. He might get hurt.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just going to say. That would be the real jinx right there. You know, he got a stress fracture in his foot or something.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.